the Doug Stephan Good Day Show with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. We'll be joined by Mike Baker in a few minutes. He's from the Travel Channel. Roberta, apparently there's a new series called America Declassified, which is going to start, I believe, this weekend. If I'm not mistaken, we'll certainly find that out from
Sunday,
him.
Sunday at 10 on the Travel Channel.
Sunday at 10, thank you. Mm-hmm. Secrets, mysteries, and bizarre conspiracy theories.
Perfect time of year for this kind of stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Fun. Right. Well, it certainly is with the NSA all over the place with their foolishness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then later in the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar is going to find out why it is that we thrill in scary things. Dr. Jay is the brainiac of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Meanwhile, in terms of other things that are going on, the folks in China are upset about the NSA. Now, we had the Europeans upset. Now the Asians are ticked off because the Chinese media says there are revelations that are beginning to surface from the information that the Russians have gotten from Edward Snowden that they were targets as well. What a shock!
Ugh.
Can you imagine? We targeted...
Even if they weren't, don't you think he would tell them that just so that we wouldn't be making any friends with the Russians? It's in his best interest that we don't like each other as countries.
I suppose that may
be
true. Yeah, that may be true. A missing Kansas man whose body was found in the wreckage of his van in Utah apparently spent his final days writing goodbye letters to his family. The fellow was David Welch. Left home in early September without telling anybody where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
Family reported him missing. Kansas police suffered a search for him, and they couldn't find him. Apparently, a hitchhiker spotted a crash in a deserted stretch of a highway in eastern Utah. Earlier this month, authorities found Welch inside the minivan at the bottom of a 50-foot ravine. They also found lots of handwritten notes to his wife and to his four sons. The notes were not actually made public because of their personal nature.
Right. That's so sad.
Right.
So he just couldn't get out. He was stuck in there.
Well, he fell asleep, apparently, at the wheel of the van. He was injured. He couldn't get out. But nobody knows why the guy left. Nobody can understand why he left.
You really wonder why people do that.
You do wonder. You're right about that.
Or if they're so troubled, you know, why they can't turn to someone.
All right, so Jennifer and Robert, I need some help with this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a school board in Pennsylvania that's taking a fight against what they call booby bracelets all the way to the United States Supreme Court. This school district voted this week 7-1 to appeal a federal court decision that sided with two middle school girls who were 12 and 13 who wore I Love Boobies. It was a heart. These bracelets were worn. This is back in 2010.
They're supposed to be for breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
They were suspended for wearing and giving the bracelets out. The appeals court decision ruled that the bracelets were not lewd, not disruptive. But the school district says they're going to file a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court to fight for their right to ban this material.
Do they have nothing better to do?
My God, I haven't the slightest. You see stuff like this, and you want to pull your hair out.
You'd think they would use it as an opportunity to educate these kids about breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
One would think.
Wouldn't you think? All right, let's lighten it up a little bit. Mike Baker is going to join us from the Travel Channel. We'll find out what's being declassified in America in just a few moments here on Good Day.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta, Jennifer, Ken, and I, with Mike Baker, who works on the Travel Channel. He's got a new series called America Declassified, which will premiere this Sunday night at 10 o'clock on the Travel Channel. One of the main spokespeople for America Declassified, Mike, is on the first episode. So what, when we look at things that we want to know more about or things we didn't know much about and then we think, oh, wow, that'd be interesting, kind of reminds me, go back to the days of the Warren Commission when my old friend Jack Anderson, who was a columnist for the Washington Post and syndicated as well, dug around to find out what really happened on Dealey Plaza. Now, you guys go into that in this first episode of America Declassified, right, Mike?
That's correct. Yeah, and thanks, by the way, for the opportunity to come on. It's a show that really, you know, including this first episode, it's an hour-long series, and every hour we take two or three stories. And the idea really is, and it came out of Travel Channel and working with Indigo Films, is that they wanted to take the viewer to places that either they couldn't get to themselves because they're restricted or they're top secret and we gain access, or, like Dealey Plaza, as you mentioned, there's a conspiracy or a mystery wrapped around them. So we head down to Dallas, and I know a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, what is left to learn about the JFK assassination? And we're not trying to jam a point of view, we're not trying to solve these things, because that would be, you know, a little bit ludicrous in a 20-minute story. But we're trying to identify new angles. We're trying to look for new witnesses, conduct new forensic tests, whatever it might be that can help inform the viewers in their decisions or in their opinions.
So why? What is there about this sort of thing, whether they're this kind of a governmental secret? Because what really happened, for those of you who don't know, I don't know whether you shed light on this or not, Mike, but when Lyndon Johnson was declared president or sworn in, first thing he did was, when he got back to Washington, meet with the Chief Justice Warren Burger, who they put in charge of the Warren Commission, or what was it? Was it Warren Burger? No, it was Earl Warren.
Earl Warren.
Where'd Warren Burger come from? Anyway, he was...
Sounds like a tasty burger, though, by the way.
Sounds like somebody that would have been on Perry Mason. Anyway, the essence of what Johnson said to the Chief Justice was, you got to do this report and make it look like it wasn't the Russians, because if it is, if it comes out that it was the Russians, the American people want to go to war, and we'll have a world war. There were other things that entered into his suggestion of findings. And I wonder, again, we had Jack Anderson all along said it was the Mafia and the Cubans. So what do you guys say?
Well, yeah, the Russian angle is always fascinating. Lee Harvey Oswald, a very dysfunctional character, spent time in the Marines, and eventually he wanted to live in sort of a communist utopian society, and he had built up this idea in his mind. He'd moved to Russia. That didn't work out.
He lived in America too early. He'd be very happy if he were living here now.
Yeah, but exactly right. If he had just hung on. So he ended up over there, and then he came back after a failed experiment of trying to create a new life for himself in Russia, and eventually found his way down to the book depository. Now, you know, from our perspective, looking at it, that idea that, well, you know, could Lee Harvey Oswald have done it? Well, we actually take a look at the, you know, the difficulty of the shot. We look at his, you know, background to some degree. And yes, he had the operational skill. He had enough. He didn't have to be a genius to make this shot. It's 175 feet. There were no wind, weather, lighting conditions. Target was moving very slowly in a direct line. He had recce'd the spot. Lee Harvey Oswald worked at the book depository, so he had the advantage of knowing what that area looked like. He could recon his hide, his location where he was going to take this shot. But then, you know, the reason why these things are unsettled, I think, in a big part, the conspiracies and some of the other ones that we've looked at, you come away from it with the understanding or the impression that conspiracies are there because people want to believe that it was something bigger. At that time in particular, it was a different world. Information, news didn't flow as fastly as it did. We didn't have quite the awareness of crazy out there in the world. And I think that people didn't want to believe that it could be one man with a rifle that could impact a nation that much. And there's some very credible witnesses that surfaced during the course of that investigation.
Richard Belzer?
Well, I'm not saying Richard Belzer was a credible witness that surfaced after during the investigation, but there were some individuals. Lee Bowers is an example. And we look at Lee Bowers. He worked at the train yard that was behind the grassy knoll in a switching station, a two-story switching station that overlooked the grassy knoll, the picket fence that went down to the road where JFK drove down. And he reported seeing something, a muzzle flash, a puff of smoke, a person behind the picket. But we look at that issue, and we look at his death from relatively mysterious circumstances shortly after he had made his statement. And so I guess what we're saying is, you know, we understand why these conspiracies linger, and we're trying to peel back some of them. And we looked at Martin Luther King down in Memphis, the tragic killing at the Lorraine Motel, and some of these other stories, and you understand why the mystery of conspiracy lingers. But we're just trying to peel back some interesting angles from those, present that information to the viewers, and help inform their decisions.
The reason I brought up Belzer is because I understand that he's written a number of books on this sort of thing, and so you interviewed him apparently for this series, is that right?
Yes, he's very passionate, in particular about the JFK conspiracy. But you have to look at that. You have to look at all sides. I spent 17 years in operations in the agency and the CIA overseas.
Yeah.
And that tells you two things.
It's your fault.
It tells you, there you go. Let's not break that news story. But it tells you that sometimes things are as simple as they seem, and it also tells you that sometimes there's a lot of layers.
All right, Mike Baker, the Travel Channel news series America Declassified, Sundays at 10, starting this weekend on the Travel Channel. Mike, thanks for visiting with us here on Good Day. I wish this bag on my left eye and these bags on my right, what are we going to do about them? Well, the way you can deal with bags and puffiness under your eyes that you see every morning is to... Well, Roberta, this is not a Don Imus commercial, by the way. This is the real story. The Genucel way of dealing from Chamonix with puffiness under your eyes. Genucel serum with stem cell technology is good for your eyes. I don't know about any other part of your body. You can try at your own risk. Maybe rub it here, rub it there. You got wrinkles on parts of your body where you'd like to not have wrinkles, you could probably try Genucel. But we know it works for the puffiness around your eyes. We know it takes care of the crow's feet. We know it eliminates all kinds of things that you find not attractive, even around your cheekbones and on your eyelids. So call now 800-543-9262 and order this brand new, wonderful treatment for the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel, risk-free introductory offer, 800-543-9262. Get the risk-free offer. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll give you a job. Esotique face cream. 800-543-9262.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listen to this. Wow.
Where's Mary Hartman?
Mary Hartman?
Mary Hart.
Mary Hart.
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 She went away. Did you hear me stop after Hart? And then I went, that doesn't sound right.
Man.
I don't know if I think that, what's her face? O'Day? What's her name that's on it now?
Nancy O'Dell. I liked her a lot, actually. Really?
Very. Supposed to be. She has a good reputation of being sort of Lisa Gibbons-ish. It gets along with everybody, knows everybody.
She's nice.
Friendly. She's good in that business. I mean, in that role at that show, you got to be like that. That's pretty much the role that Mary Hart played. The reason we have the entertainment music in the background is because I want to inform you as to the most valuable movie stars in terms of 2013.
Did we make the list this year?
We did not, neither you nor I. Rich McFadden here.
Are we in the
movie? Along with Jennifer Horne and Roberta Fasnelli, Ken Kessler. Let's do, we could be, you want to use the big voice tonight, or you want to use Jennifer's big voice? Jennifer likes to be the big voice tonight.
I like to do it, but Rich hates it when I do it.
I know she loves to do it.
Who cares what he likes?
All right, here we go. The top 10 most valuable movie stars around today in America.
Number 10.
Yeah, if you're going to go with the voice, I like the sexy thing.
All right.
If you do that,
number
that's fine.
Number 10.
Really?
I like to do this big voice announcer, though.
Okay.
Number 10.
All right.
Well, but what are we, are we using the big
number
voice?
Number 10.
Huh?
That's, see, now you're getting somewhere.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to do sexy big voice announcer.
Okay. Roberta doing well, good too, so.
All right. Go ahead.
Number 10.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp is number 10 in the most valuable movie star category in terms of what kind of money they make versus what their movies bring in.
How boring.
That's how this works.
Number nine.
What's boring about that? You don't think that's an interesting
Johnny
list?
Johnny Depp is so predictable and stupid.
But we're talking about the list.
People
who make money for the studios. That is what they get paid versus what their movies take in. Number nine is Tom Hanks.
Number eight.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, I like him.
Number seven.
Christian Bale.
I like him.
Number six.
Will Smith.
I like him.
Number five.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
I would take him.
I'm sure Brad Pitt? You would.
After a shower.
After a shower.
Sandra Bullock.
I like her.
I'd take her, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Number three.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she was good.
Remember now, this is a list of what these people get paid versus what their movies take in at the box office. That's what makes them valuable.
They're a profit machine.
Number two.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Bleh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Another one who needs a shower.
Mm. Number one.
Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
Most valuable movie star.
Yep. Wow.
Because of Iron Man 3. Right, exactly.
He knows it.
Now, there's also a list of well-liked stars. Tom Hanks tops that list, mm-hmm. followed by Liam Neeson, Christopher Walken. Why? Sandra Bullock and Denzel Washington.
Everybody loves Walken.
Christopher Walken is on that list?
Yeah.
No, well, sure, really?
Most well-liked. Yeah. Yeah. People love Walken.
I guess so. Need more cowbell.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
There's a lot of gossip, Jennifer, about George Clooney, your boyfriend, and who it is that he's actually dating.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, sure, I didn't tell you. I forgot to throw that in.
I thought he was, for a while, he was supposed to be linked to some Croatian model.
Right, who he had dated before, by the way. He was recycling her.
Really?
And then recently, he's been connected to Katie Holmes and then a lawyer, Amal Alamun.
Really?
I went mudden.
All right, so...
Yeah, but he says no. He says it's all made up, and he is single, and, you know, that's it.
Has he got an open door policy then?
Well, he always has an open door policy. He's always single. I mean, even when he's taken, he's single. He's the most single person on the planet.
Gossip about Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson having a big affair.
That's cool.
When they filmed Ironweed in 1987. That's an interesting thing to picture, and it's not very pleasant.
I mean, who cares? It's 1987.
Yeah. 28 good after. Good day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Ethanol by the numbers. 113. Ethanol's octane rating. 90,200. Jobs ethanol created in 2011. 45%. Lower oil import dependency level due to ethanol. 25.3 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions reduced by ethanol's use. $1.09 per gallon reduction in wholesale gasoline prices enabled by ethanol in 2011. $42.4 billion ethanol's contribution to the gross national product. 6 million miles traveled in testing E15. 2001 model year and newer light duty vehicles approved for E15 use. 1.7 to 2.3 units of energy ethanol yielded for every unit used to produce it. 20. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Life, are you? Suggest that you listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program because we have lots of bits and pieces of information, not limited to our conversation with Dr. Jay Kumar, who's one of our favorites here because he gets us to think. And because this is Halloween week and a lot of people are focused on scary things, why is it? I ask this question all the time. I ask Dr. Joy Brown, why are we thrilled by scary things? Richie likes scary things, and Roberta likes scary things, and I don't know about Kenny. I know Jennifer doesn't much. Why is it that we love to be scared? Our movie man, Chuck Curry, his life is built around
that. He loves
that
the horror
kind of
stuff.
Crud. Oh, my God.
But he's also got issues, so I mean, that might explain a lot.
Does that mean everybody has issues who likes that sort of thing? We'll ask Jay that. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington on the Good Day program. Jennifer in L.A. Kenny's down in San Diego. Roberta's in New York City. Speaking of, this is Halloween week, so there's sort of a, you know, the Marginal line. There's a line in the sand. Mm-hmm. All right, Halloween
Christmas
over.
Starts next week.
Next. Christmas. I told you about
for you. That
early.
Line has been blurred. You go into any of the
Home Depot is full of stuff.
Lowe's.
Yes.
Yeah. My daughter was wandering for 10 minutes last week. Daddy, look at the isn't it pretty? And they got it set up really nice.
Yeah. All right. So as we think about Halloween having gone, and we look forward to Thanksgiving, and people start buying for Christmas, as Richie's suggesting, and I had the experience at Home Depot the other day. I was in, and the Christmas lights are everywhere,
it's
and
so
those
beautiful.
Phony trees are everywhere. And the
already.
Ah, man. So as you think about things that you might like to get, adults do not usually have a wish list as children. Children are always going to say, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
Yeah.
Can I have, okay, so Jennifer's got hers.
I have a whole list.
Really?
With page numbers and links.
With whom do you share that list?
I give it to my mom and dad, and they can coordinate and tell my family what I want.
So do you just email them an Amazon wish list?
No, I don't even do it on Amazon. I just, throughout the year, if there's something I like, I just kind of put it in a little document, like a Word document.
Yeah.
Really?
And then I just send it out. Take off what I got and send it out.
My kids have, both of them have, their own Amazon wish list. So instead of circling things.
Is it Amazon wish list? Are that sophisticated?
On Amazon, you can create create a wish list. These are the things I'd like to have.
Your children are 10 and 8 for 7 or something.
Yeah, it's easy.
9 and 6.
What you want.
So they go shopping. Instead of opening up the JCPenney's catalog or the Sears catalog and circling it with a crayon or a magic marker.
I used to do that.
Yep, we all did. Now they just go to Amazon and they click add it to their wish list. And then they printed that wish list out and they sent it to Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Already. Yeah. Done.
So they want to make sure he gets it
mailbox.
In time, that there's no problems with overworked elves or union strikes.
Yeah, the elves have already started working on the wish list, mm-hmm. so hopefully. But hey, one cool thing that's coming out, when I play guitar, my family doesn't really like it when I plug in the big amp and I crank up the whole house, so I use kind of the new digital studio set where you can plug it into your iPad or your iPod or your iPhone, and you can use all of these cool pedals that come out of it to give you different effects, distortion and whatnot. And there's a company that makes this equipment for it called IK Multimedia, and they have this thing called the iRig where you can control...
IK, the letters IK?
IK Multimedia.
Really? It's no relation to Stefan Multimedia, is it?
No, but if you'd like to buy them, you'd be doing very well
now.
Really?
How about if they like, would they buy me?
I can talk to them.
Really, Rich?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're close. Uh-huh. So, but it's so cool because I can just sit there in my room, downstairs, wherever it is.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm getting a visualization of you when you were about 10. Mm-hmm. And you being in your room. Adults are not supposed to have their own room. They're supposed to share their room with their spouse.
And that's the problem. I do, and she doesn't want to hear it.
Huh.
So I put the headphones on. I run the guitar through the iPad. I have all of my different amplifiers.
So you have a room in the cellar.
I can go downstairs.
Huh.
Or I can do it right in the bedroom. It doesn't bother her because I'm playing with the headphones on. Huh. And I run all of my effects through my thing. So I can have Jimi Hendrix amp, or I can have this wah-wah.
So you can sound like Jimi Hendrix though you're playing?
I can sound like him. I don't know that I can play like him. But
so what's the point of having the guitar if you can just have something playing? That
it makes me sound a whole lot more like him than I would have been on my own.
Really?
Yeah, without the effects. The effects really help.
So do you have to actually be hit using the guitar?
Yeah. No, you have to play. It helps you make it sound more
like
the...
So is this sort of like the CD that you put into a player piano or something and it helps you play?
The way modern version of that. Yeah. So, but this year, they've come out with two new cool things. And if you have a musician, a singer, a piano player, a bass player in your life, you should definitely look at these two things. And we talked about the one that's the iRig, which is the pedal board that helps you can turn on and off the different effects pedals on your iPad. Now, the new one is they have an iLoud speaker, which you can now, instead of plugging into your headphones, plug it into the speaker. It's wireless via Bluetooth. And it's portable. You can put it right in your backpack and roll with it. It's a 40-watt speaker with great sound. And I'm absolutely going to add this to my little digital studio setup. So check it out. We have a link over at DougStefan.com. Right. These are my two big suggestions for Christmas this year, is to get the iRig Blue Board to control your pedals, and then the iLoud speaker to be able to hear.
Can I get one of these things to control Roberta and Jennifer?
What I do.
Really?
Yeah, as far as the volume.
Take your foot off that pedal, Mr.
I can't control what they say.
Merry Christmas to those of you who want to rock. It's time for us to congratulate also the October Dream Big America champion. We had the contest this week between the three winners of the weekly event. The Dream Big America contest takes place Tuesdays at 9 Eastern Time, but you can listen and download the pitches of all the entrepreneurs, and you can get the whole show at the archive section at DougStefan.com and also at DreamBigAmerica.us. So the winner, the big champion for October, is the Portfolium. The Portfolium is a San Diego-based company, Kenny, that solves the LinkedIn problem for students with no work history by creating an online visual portfolio of their life experiences. So congratulations to Neil Bloom and his team, who will win a prize package of support and resources worth up to $20,000 from the Dream Big America sponsors. And thanks to the other two finalists, Life Equals and Learn Everywhere. They did a great job this month, and they did very well. They got all the exposure here, had a good group of entrepreneurs in October, and we're excited next week to kick off in November the fifth month of the Dream Big America experience. Our lineup for Next week we'll include the Pet Cooler Carrier Company. That ought to be very interesting. You can guess what that's about. Paper Clouds Apparel. Paper Apparel. And a World Housing Solution app that is pretty cool. So that's coming up next week. Congratulations again to the Dream Big America winner for this month, the Portfolium in San Diego. In just a moment, we win big because Dr. Jay Kumar will join us with thoughts and philosophies here on Good Day.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Good answer. What's going on?
Well, I've started taking Amberin.
Amberin?
Yes. It's a hormone balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Amberin helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Amberin.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And when you do, you'll get a free bottle of Amberin weight loss. It's an incredibly effective weight loss solution, clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat.
Wow, and it's free?
Yep, free.
To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now, 1-800-362-6105. That's 1-800-362-6105. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-362-6105. 1-800-362-6105.
I was jumping.
Now you're
jumping the gun because I'm going to have G in here, GJ.
What's up, G?
Okay, 16. G is the name of one of the characters on NCIS Los Angeles.
What is G?
Right? Hi, Jay Kumar is here, 16 before the hour, Dr. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jay Kumar, with a focus on why we are so thrilled, if that's the right word, scary things, and whether or not we often talk about stress and its connection to what's the matter with my mouth here? Wait a minute.
Your brain.
It's my brain and my mouth there. What's the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion.
Exactly.
All right, so stress scares a lot of people, but you suggest that people ought not to be scared by stress.
Absolutely. You know, Halloween, happy Halloween, everyone. Halloween is definitely a day when we all enjoy scary things, but stress should not be one of them. You know, here's a really great fact. You know, our brain can't distinguish between a real versus a perceived threat in our environment. It reacts the same way. So here's a great thing. You know, I'm someone who loves the thrills of Halloween, and I'm sure Jen, you know, Rich, Doug, you know, what's one thing about Halloween that you all like? It gives us this thrill. You know, how many of you, like, you know, will enjoy watching a scary movie or enjoy going to a haunted house, you know, and getting that thrill of, like, you know, fright? But we enjoy that, but how is it or why is it that, let's say, we're stuck in a traffic jam late for a business meeting, you know, we panic in that situation. Both are not real threats to our survival. And here's the thing, you know, when you go to a haunted house or when you dress for Halloween or watch a scary movie or an episode of The Walking Dead, whatever that thing is for you, your mind has already told you that's not a real threat. Mm-hmm. It's not real. Mm-hmm. And so our brain tricks us into thinking that situations that are not real threats are actual real threats.
Hmm. Yeah. Let me get this straight.
Why?
Our brain tricks us into thinking things that are not real threats, that they are real threats because we want it to be fun.
No, well, let me clarify that. So the reason why it's so fun going to a Halloween, you know, haunted house, your brain has already told you this is an illusion. This is not real. This cannot harm me.
It's safe.
It's safe.
And it's controllable. I mean, when you're in a traffic jam, you can't control the traffic. When you're in a haunted house, you can get out and leave.
Yet your body still reacts with the primal reaction.
Fear.
That's
a fear.
A fear.
Yes.
Even though your brain knows it's nothing to fear.
Exactly.
Stupid brains.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, like I say, our brain can sabotage us or it can save us. We decide.
And so we do. We can think ourselves in or out of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's the great thing about your brain and your mind. Your thoughts actually have a powerful effect on how you want to live your life. You know, change your thoughts, change your brain, change your life. That's my motto right now. And here's the thing we have to say. It's great being scared and, you know, and having those thrills for Halloween, but your brain, why it's so fun, is because your mind, your thoughts have told you this is an illusion. This is imaginary. The same thing holds true, and Jen, you kind of hit the nail on the head on this. Some things we have no control over. Those are the things that we can have real fear about. But there are certain things in life that we can't control. And it's when we shift our thoughts into distinguishing what is a real threat versus a perceived threat, this now allows us not to be scared of stress. You know, I like to say, every day, you know, here's the great thing about Halloween, trick or treat, I love it. Every day, our brain can trick us into fear or treat us back into joy. And that's the real power we have here.
All right. So that's
very
good.
Cool.
Power we like. Dr. Jay Kumar. Go to Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, Dr. Jay Kumar's website, and be inspired. Thanks, Jay.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Good answer. What's going on?
Well, I've started taking Ambarin.
Ambarin?
Yes. It's a hormone-balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Ambarin helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Ambarin.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And when you do, you'll get a free bottle of Ambarin weight loss. It's an incredibly effective weight loss solution, clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat.
Wow, and it's free?
Yep, free.
To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now, 1-800-362-6105. That's 1-800-362-6105. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-362-6105. 1-800-362-6105.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
It's the last day of October, a day of fun to be sure, but you can't be too careful. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. So it's Halloween, a day that can turn all of us back into children, and our children are certainly the focus of attention today. Grim statistics that concern us all. Twice as many child pedestrians are killed on Halloween than on any other day of the year. That's the word from Safe Kids Worldwide. Kate Carr is CEO of this organization. She offers safety tips to parents about their children, specifically what they might be wearing today and tonight, and to be as visible as possible.
Make sure if they don't have a light-colored costume on, that you put some reflective material, whether it's tape or a sticker, on their costume, something that will help a driver see them.
Carr adds that parents should talk to their children ahead of time to remind them of basic safety tips, such as looking both ways before crossing the street. She also recommends parents accompany kids who are younger than 12 while they are trick-or-treating. And what should drivers do today and tonight to help make things safe on the roads?
Turn your lights on early, drive slowly in residential areas. Expect kids to be racing and running around in those areas in ways that are not the normal, and be extra careful. Keep your cell phone down on Halloween night.
A list of Halloween safety tips can be found online at safekids.org. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
On Wall Street, following the Fed announcement that there will be no change in the stimulus program, stocks went down. The Dow fell 61 points and finished at 15,618. S&P lost 8 points. NASDAQ dropped 21. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius and President Obama took turns yesterday taking responsibility for the botched rollout of healthcare.gov. Here's Secretary Sebelius at a House hearing.
You deserve better. I apologize.
Yeah, but who's responsible?
Hold me accountable for the debacle. Okay. I'm responsible.
The secretary did use the word debacle. Later in the day, in a speech delivered in Boston, President Obama had this to say.
There's no excuse for it. And I take full responsibility for making sure it gets fixed ASAP.
Maybe we should try ASAP.gov and see if that works. Closing notes. Let's start with Game 6 of the 2013 World Series. Here's Red Sox first baseman Mike Napoli.
I can't even explain it how I feel right now. It's unbelievable.
And by that, you can surmise the Red Sox won it 6-1 over the Cardinals to end the series in 6. First time the Sox have won a World Series at home at Fenway Park since 1918. And for a city that has persevered in the aftermath of the marathon bombings back in April, this was well-deserved. Boston strong. And finally, more about Halloween. The National Retail Federation says this is big business. Halloween pulls in nearly $7 billion in consumer spending, and that includes about $2.5 billion on costumes, nearly $2 billion on festive decorations, and more than $2 billion on candy. Speaking of which, let's reach into this bag here, see what we can come up with. Lots of good stuff in here. An online survey from thedailymeal.com asked people to pick out their favorite Halloween candy. The top 10 included Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Skittles, Twizzlers. What else made the list?
Let's take a look.
Oh, Starbursts, Kit Kats, and yes, there are sweet tarts in here. Tootsie Pops finished a close number 2, and the number 1 candy for trick-or-treaters, Snickers Mini Bars, which, by the way, are even better when frozen. Not that I have ever gone through my daughter's Halloween bags and taken anything out for myself. Oh, and by the way, you do need to check that candy out to make sure it's wrapped and perfectly okay before your children dig in. If it looks suspicious at all, don't take any chances. Just throw it away. Let's take one more look here. Swedish fish. Gonna throw that one back in the lake. I'm David Weiss. Have a safe and happy Halloween. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, Good Day with Doug.
More naked, more often. It's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasinelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, Good Day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.